This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've talked a bit the last number of months about what this pandemic is doing to women and mothers in this economy. Driving them out is the short version. Since last March, women have left the workforce at 4 times the rate men have. And that's why Reshma Saujani, she's the founder and CEO of Girls Who Code, it works to get more girls in coding and tech. She wrote the Marshall Plan for Moms, part of which calls for monthly checks to moms as a way to help the whole economic recovery. So, Reshma Saujani, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Kai, for having me. Happy to be here.
Do me a favor, would you, for folks who maybe have heard the news but don't really, can't really visualize what it means when women leave the workforce. What does it look like when women are participating in the ways they have been?
Well, look, before COVID happened, we had just made history. Women were more than half of the workforce. But since the pandemic has started, women have been forced to leave because of remote schooling, because of the types of losses that we're seeing in the job market. And that means as a nation, we're missing out on innovation. Like, I know this very clearly as the CEO of Girls Who Code. I've spent almost a decade trying to get more women in technology. Because if we have a shot at like finding a solution to cancer, COVID, or climate, we need women sitting around the table. And so the fact that the labor market participation for women is where it was in the 1980s means we've got a real problem in this country.
Do you think the way back is through not specifically Girls Who Code, but the drive to get women into technology and some of those clean tech and higher skilled jobs that maybe they haven't been part of in the not too distant past in this economy?
Yeah, I mean, if we think about why are women leaving the workforce, you know, the first is childcare. Like, I get this. My son was just, I just had to lock him out of the room as he was asking for like a chocolate chip muffin and was like, hey, mom, when do I have to log back in again? Like, right now I am teacher, nanny, tech support, cook. I'm exhausted. I'm depleted. I'm not raising my hand up for opportunities because I'm just barely hanging on. Yeah. So many moms I know, they say, you know, we don't need a vaccine. We need schools to open. And when schools reopen, we can potentially get our labor participation back up. But too many women right now are making the calculation that it's just not tenable. And I think secondly, which goes to your point, is that we've lost women in industries that are in hospitality, service, education, healthcare. Many of these jobs aren't going to come back, right? Because of automation and because of the way things have really shifted. So we have to invest in retraining women so they're less vulnerable in future recessions.
You know, it's funny because so much of the way we have gotten through this pandemic so far, because it's not done yet, is by using these technological tools. And one would expect that there would be huge upside and thus huge demand. And that would let groups like yours and others sort of get into that pipeline. The pipeline that we've heard for so long is what's been holding women back in tech.
Yeah, but you know, it's interesting. Consumption of technology isn't the same as seeing yourself as a technology innovator or creator. And so, yeah, one of the things I do find interesting and an opportunity in this pandemic is, you know, we've been able to reach far more girls virtually. So, you know, we reached 6,000 girls this summer, half of which were under the poverty line, half of which were Black and Latinx, because we can build a program of synchronous and asynchronous learning where they can do it if they're an essential worker or they're taking care of a sibling. That is an opportunity to get coding in the hands of more children. But I still think the problem that I'm seeing, Kai, is that I don't think that companies are solving the talent gap in their company. So almost 40% of my Girls Who Code alumni said that their internship or their full-time offer had been reneged.
Really?
So when studies show that almost 50% of women in tech under the age of 35 will leave in the first 5 years, and again, they're leaving because of the issues that we talked about, childcare, remote schooling, you're never going to close the gap. So, you know, I think that this next administration really has to shine the light on the private sector to say, what are you doing? And so if we've lost 2.1 million jobs, if a said company has lost 20% of the women in their workforce, what are the policies that you're putting in place to make sure that they can actually come back and not just survive, but thrive?
Reshma Saljani is the founder and the CEO of Girls Who Code. Reshma, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.